Zo, we komen nu in een kamer. We zijn in Broadstairs. Lee, hebt u al gehoord? What can people see when they come here in this museum? You have several rooms, I think, in this house?
We have this room, which is now called the front room, but it was the dining room in Dickens' day. We have a very famous parlour just over the hall, mm-hmm. which is where Dickens was known to sit waiting for the famous donkey fights to be performed. We also have upstairs, and what we do have are wonderful items, some of which actually belonged to Dickens, and we have provenance for them, which makes them very, very special. So there is a lot to see, and if you're a Dickensian, it's almost like a place of pilgrimage, really, from all over the world. Yeah. In fact, we've got a Canadian chap in already.
Ja, Lee vertelt wat je allemaal hier kunt zien in het museum. En als je dan even omdraait, we staan hier, dan kun je ook zelfs de zee zien. I think, Lee, Dickens was also a friend of the sea, I think.
Yes, we were actually doing a whole thing on Dickens' watering place yesterday. He actually loved that bay. In fact, when he came to Broadstairs, he'd been coming for several years, and then he wrote in 1851, Our Watering Place, which tells you all about that wonderful bay out there. And he equates the sea when it's all sort of sparkling and shiny, and he said it's like a drowsy lion just waiting for have its picture done.
Kijk even op visittenet.co.uk voor de informatie over dit huis van Dickens.